If you've ever been in the situation where you had to play as peacemaker for a difficult thing, you know that there's usually more than one side to the story. Likewise, today in the gospel, we see that. We see the side of the Pharisees and the scribes when, seeing Jesus eating with sinners, they become angry, they start to grumble, and they're almost scandalized. But on the flip side of that, we see the tax collectors and the sinners, you and I. And whether, instead of seeing it as something scandalous, like the Pharisees and the scribes, we who are recipients of that mercy see it as love. Jesus gives that beautiful parable about the one lost sheep and the 99, where one side might see that as something crazy. Why leave behind the 99 to go after the one? After all, if we're looking with the eyes of this side, with the eyes of the world, we can see that 99 is greater than one. What does that one have to do? What's so great about the one? But on the flip side of that, if we look with the eyes of those who are recipients of God's forgiveness and love, it makes all the difference. Because we understand the meaning of the parable, because we understand who the good shepherd is and who the lost sheep is. It's you and I. And because we are recipients of that mercy, of that forgiveness, whenever we do become lost and the Lord seeks us out, we understand our call to go out and to bring the gospel to others so that others could receive and be recipients of the Lord's grace and mercy. We understand our side. We see the goodness of the Lord, and because of that, we labor for it.